This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Avon is brought to you by the Lorraine Palace Theater, 6th and Broadway in downtown Lorraine. For this week's schedule, click LorrainePalace.com, or you can do like we do. We just call up Scott Muska for the Lorraine Palace to see what's new. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, not too bad. What's the palace doing here in the month of May?
Well, May is actually a very busy month for us. We actually do a lot in May. This is the end of school for many school districts, so we play host to a variety of events that happen in May. So, like for instance, this evening we have the Amherst Junior High Band Concert, and tomorrow night we'll host the Brookside Band Concert. And then this is the month of graduation, so we're getting all prepared for the Clearview and Brookside High School graduations, as well as the Lorraine County Joint Vocational School Senior Award Ceremony.
It's for many people to come out and in plenty of seats, you know, for them to come and see their young student graduate. And it's kind of a tradition for many of those schools, isn't it?
Yeah, for very many, many, many years they've been coming back year after year. You know, it's not quite as comfortable in their gyms, or maybe they just don't have the room that they need. But, you know, it keeps the ceremonies and keeps the decorum and, you know, in our beautiful theater. So we're happy to host them.
Absolutely. And, of course, this time of the year you never know with the weather, so they're fortunate to have an inside facility. So, as they say, graduation will go on regardless of the weather for those organizations. What about for the general public to come out? What are the things you have going on?
Well, in the month of May, because we have so many rentals, we really don't do very many movies, simply because we have rentals almost every week. Like, now open to the general public, though, we do have some of our shows. So, like, for instance, this weekend out in the Norwalk area, we have the Broadway Performing Arts Center in. They come in and do four shows. And they're a school from the Norwalk area that teaches kids how to sing and dance. And so the end of year show for them, the fruits of their labor for all their practice throughout the year, and they put on a spectacular show. And they'll be in this weekend for four shows, Saturday and Sunday at 2 and 6. And then we're looking for Memorial Day weekend to bring Godzilla, the new Godzilla movie. So that'll be the first actual public thing that'll be happening this month. And then we, you know, turn right into summer programming. So every Tuesday beginning in June will be our summer fun movies, which are movies for the kids. And then something new this year is we're going to be doing timeless classics on Wednesday evenings. So there's going to be a theme and a classic movie on Wednesday evenings. So that's something new for our area, trying to hit a different niche of moviegoers. We did a little survey and found that there's actually people that like to come out and see those type of movies in our area. So we're going to be doing some timeless classics, you know, Casablanca and Godfather's going to be on the big screen. So every Wednesday, all through the summer for 10 weeks, we'll be doing some timeless classics.
Scott, have you had a chance to see preview Godzilla yet? What's the buzz on that movie?
The buzz seems to be pretty high. I have not seen it yet. Talking to our booker, who books our movies, yesterday, they think that it's going to be some you know, great box office smash. So we shall see. You know, sometimes movies that do real well in other areas don't always do well in our area. So it gets to be a little tricky to pick movies for our area.
Well, you have a big screen, big enough screen to hold Godzilla, that's for sure.
We do. we certainly do.
And I also told Craig, I heard the real was some people in the Japanese world, they think Godzilla is a little too fat in this movie version. But I don't know exactly. Well, I don't understand what that really means. But it's fun to see a movie like that on a big screen as well. And speaking, you know, you talked about those classics. Many times people, you know, these movies that are classics, get reduced to sort of just watching on television. There's a lot of distraction. Seeing a movie that you know is a classic that really deserves your attention in a theater, sort of in a quieter setting where you can focus on the movie, see it in its full glory, really lets you see that movie in the way that it was meant to be shown.
Well, and I think for folks that come to the Palace Theater, you know, you're walking into a beautiful building that was built back in 1928 and, you know, being a historic theater and then seeing a great movie from, you know, the 30s or 40s or 50s. I just think it'll all kind of hit home. It all goes together. And then with our huge projection screen, which is the largest digital projection screen in a three-state area, you know, our screen is 50 foot wide. So it's just a totally different cinematic experience.
And you almost have concession prices to match the decade that the movie came from. Almost.
Well, we actually do. And our movie prices are still the lowest in the area. You know, our regular movies are still only $3, and our 3D movies are only $5. So, you know, you couple that with having be able to buy popcorn for $2, $3, $4, $5, and candy bars are still $1. And, you know, you can really bring the whole family and enjoy a movie for, you know, a family of four for somewhere around $30. So it's almost 50% less than going to one of those big multiplexes.
Scott, Bruce broke the news this morning that we are coming your way for 2 days to shine the spotlight on Lorraine in June. Will you have any popcorn for us?
Oh, we're going to have popcorn, but we're also going to have breakfast. So we haven't quite figured out how to incorporate the popcorn in the breakfast yet, but we're working on it.
Thank you.
It could be popcorn omelets or something, but we're going to get it in there.
I'll give you time to work on it, or Craig and I will try to figure out what works best.
Absolutely.
Pancakes in a movie. I don't have any problem with that at all. We'll talk again, of course, when we shine the spotlight on Lorraine. We'll be out at the Lorraine Palace two of the 3 days, the other day at the International Breakfast at Lucas. Our guest this morning, Scott Muska of the Lorraine Palace. If people want to find out about all the movies and the activities going on, what's a good place for them to check out?
LorrainePalace.com.
Thanks very much. Scott Muska of the Lorraine Palace here at WEOL.